Well, it has been an unprecedented year. Crazy. With all the
stuff?
Yeah.
It's unprecedented how many times we've actually heard the word unprecedented.
Our dream vacation was canceled.
You got to keep the job you don't like.
You know, they can see you.
But let me tell you all the no's, friends. No going to restaurants, no movie theaters, no movie theater popcorn, no state parks, no going to athletic events, no church services, and no...
Don't say it. Don't.
Hey, kids! You've got to be more careful with the toilet paper! This is all we have!
All the drive-by birthday parties, graduations, baby showers.
I will say this, I felt a little awkward throwing out that baby shower gift in the front yard.
You weren't supposed to do that.
It just feels like a wasted year. I said it.
There's just all the time at home. Boom!
And all the time that we were made to spend together. Hey, honey? Honey!
Leave me alone!
All the heart-to-hearts. Mm. Goodness.
Speaking of hearts, our son, Jason, right over there, said yes to Jesus. Right at that kitchen table.
July 17th, 2020.
You know, I guess it's not really wasted time because God didn't waste a moment of it.
I think I have the answer to what I'm thankful for.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
Everything.
Wow. I don't know about you, but when I saw that, I had to say to heaven, you know, God, I needed to see that. Didn't you need to see that? You see, because this year, 2020, Thanksgiving 2020, is going to be a real challenge. It's going to be a real challenge to find things that you are thankful for. You know, one of my pet peeves in life is when our kids were little and that somebody would do something nice for them and I would look at them and say, "What do you say?" And they would look at their grandparents or a neighbor or a friend and they would say, "Thank you." And I always used to tell my kids, "Don't make me remind you to say thank you." Because it is so awesome, isn't it, when thankfulness and gratitude is spontaneous, when it just happens. Now listen, folks, I know that this year has been unprecedented. There it is, right? Unprecedented in what we've had to go through. You know, Arlene and I were talking the other night because we had three different vacations planned this year, and we didn't take any of them because they all were a cruise. We were going to go on a cruise early in the year, and of course it got canceled. And the cruise line said, "You know what? If you rebook another cruise, we'll give you $600 extra money to spend." Hey, I said, "Hey, I'm all up for that." So we booked another cruise in June. Thinking that, you know what, this will all be over in June. How many of you thought that? I mean, I remember back when we first started this back in the spring, I still had hopes that Easter would not be affected at all. Okay? So then June came around and they're like, "Sorry, your cruise is canceled again. But if you'll rebook another cruise, we'll give you $600 to spend extra money." I'm like, "I'm all for that." So we booked another cruise in October. Okay? And that cruise was canceled. And they said, "Hey, if you'll rebook," we booked another cruise in January of this year. and now it's canceled. Over and over and over again. So in the spirit of what I'm trying to teach you this morning, I called Carnival Cruise Lines and I said, thank you. No, I didn't. You know I didn't. It's so easy to find ourselves in this kind of situation this year. Now, let me tell you something. Talking about funny, this is kind of funny. You're thinking, John, why are you using the podium this morning? You know, you got that fancy little thing for your iPad. Because when I got up this morning, my computer would not turn on. So everything, all the slides that I'd made for this service and everything, I couldn't get them on my stick to bring them in for the folks in the back there this morning. This is literally an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that I jotted down a few notes on this morning because I don't have access to all of that. But I said to Mike back there, the elder, I said, you know what, Mike, if you've been doing this as long as I've been doing this, if I can't stand up and talk about thankfulness and gratitude for a few minutes without any notes, I need to go do something else, right? Are you thankful today? I mean, do you understand what this is all about? Do you have to be reminded? I mean, do I need to even stand up here this morning and remind you that in this day, at this time, at this year, probably as much or more than any other time in your life, you need to understand thankfulness. I took my grandkids with their mask on the other evening to Chuck E. Cheese. I don't recommend it. But after we were finished, little Finley, who's only 2 years old, she said to me, without any inkling from her parents or mom or anybody else, she said, thank you, Cappy. She calls me Cappy. Now, here's the thing. You say, Finley, say Pappy, and she says Cappy. We say, Finley, say puh, puh, and she says puh, puh. We say Pappy, and she says Cappy. And it's actually to the point now that I hope she never changes it because it just kind of endears me to her now because that's her pet name for me. But you know what? It did my heart so much good that she actually said that to me, to Arlene, without any encouragement from anybody else. And I said to her what any grandparent would want to say to their grandchild. I said, sweetheart, go teach that to your big brother, Jack. Are you thankful today? You know, when you turn to the Bible and you start looking at what all the Word has to say about thanksgiving, there's a lot. In Colossians chapter 4, it's such a beautiful passage of Scripture when it says that we are to devote ourselves to what? To prayer, to having an alert mind, and what? A thankful heart. Having prayer, a voice that can speak to God, an alert mind that is in tune with the things that are around us, but being spurred on to good works by a heart of thanksgiving. Psalm 107, what a beautiful passage of Scripture this is. In verse number 1, when this is what David says, give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because He is good, that His faithful love endures forever. If for no other reason, there is the reason that we have to be thankful. Because He is good and that His love endures forever. Therefore, we can give thanks to Him. Ephesians chapter 5 is a beautiful passage of Scripture. When the Apostle Paul says what? He says, always give thanks for everything. You know, it's interesting because I was taught that when we're being thankful to God, we need to be specific. But in the greatest of generalities here, Paul says that we can literally look to the heavens and we can say, God, thank you for everything, because every good and perfect gift comes from Him. Colossians chapter 3, I love it, verse 15 through 17. He says in that passage there that with gratitude in your heart, with gratefulness in your spirit, that's what we need to show God. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, he says, give thanks in all circumstances. And you know, the Bible has a lot to say about thanksgiving, about gratitude, but I want to start and end right there. Be thankful in all circumstances. You see, folks, that description does not eliminate any particular times in your life and mine when we should not be guided by thankfulness and gratitude to Him. Listen, there's none of us here this morning that would want to repeat the last 9 or 10 months. But here's the thing, folks. We may very well repeat the last 9 or 10 months in the next 9 or 10 months. You know, I said to somebody this week, I said, you know, a few months ago, if you were to ask me to give you one name of someone that has been affected by COVID-19, I would have had to think really hard and long to give you one name. But I can give you 200 names this morning. I was on a Zoom call with 20 other pastors this morning at 6:30, and three of the pastors on that Zoom call shared that they were positive now for COVID-19. You know, I was talking to my friend the other day at the hospital, Tony Conrad, the chaplain up there, and he told me that they had opened up two more units in our hospital to house patients who are struggling with the virus. It is so easy to look back and think, like the one article I saw this week that basically said, you know what, 2020, henceforth and from evermore, should be a curse word. 2020 it, right? I mean, they said from this day onward that it should be considered a bad word, a four-letter word, a curse word that we use to talk about how ugly something is and how bad something is. And you know what, folks? Listen, I get it. I'm right there. But that's not where we can go. We have to allow the circumstances in our lives today to take us somewhere else. So I ask you, do you have to be reminded to say thank you? You know, for example, think about it this way. Where does thankfulness really come from? I submit to you today that if you study the Word, and if you look at your own life, where thankfulness usually comes from is from out in the world somewhere. Things cause us to be thankful. Things show us gratitude. You know, we experience things in life that bring joy to our heart and causes us to be thankful. But I submit to you that if you study the Word very closely, thankfulness has nothing to do with any outside circumstances, but it has something to do with what's going on inside of you. Give thanks to the Lord, the psalmist says. Why? Because He is good and His love endures forever. It's not what's going on in your life. It's what you realize in your heart. He says, devote yourself to prayer and have an alert mind and a thankful heart. You see, so much of thanksgiving is tied to our vision. The things that we can see. The things that we can experience. So much of our thanksgiving is tied to our senses. You know, when we come home at the end of the day and there's a wonderful meal being cooked on the stove or waiting for you on the table, and just the aroma that is wafting into your senses and into your smell causes you to experience that kind of thing. You know, one of the interesting things I think about this whole COVID-19 is how everybody says that it affected your taste, your smell. Now I must say it didn't affect my appetite at all, but it did affect my willingness and my ability to enjoy it. Therefore, I was able to just, I don't want that. It took me a few days to realize it, but what it really affected the taste of something more than anything else in my life anyway was coffee. When I would make my cup of coffee in the morning, it was like I didn't want it. I didn't enjoy it. I thought something was wrong. And even when I started getting back out, I went by a coffee shop and I said, I paid $5 for that. It was awful. And I remember it was a Monday morning a few weeks later when I finally got up and I made a cup of coffee and I said to Arlene, finally, my coffee tastes the way I remember it, right? Listen, folks, so much about our thanksgiving and our ability to be thankful happens from out there. Things that we see, things that we smell, things that we touch, things that we experience in that way. But the Bible says true thankfulness comes from inside. It's a worldview. It's a way that you look at the things of this world that causes you to be thankful. Matter of fact, I thought about this and I looked this up and I wondered, you know, what is gratitude? What is real gratitude? And the dictionary defines gratitude as the quality of being thankful, an appreciation for and return to kindness. Gratitude, gratefulness. Do you have to be reminded? I mean, do we need a holiday on Thanksgiving to remind us that we need to be thankful, that we should be thankful, that we have so much to be thankful for? I mean, do we have to have that reminder? Is just simply being alive to know of His love, to know of His forever qualities? Are those enough to make sure that we live a life of gratitude? You know, there's a story in the Bible that my mind went to right away. And I'd like to draw your attention to it. It's funny, when Mike mentioned the Gospel of Luke, I thought, wow, he's gonna do this same scripture. Matter of fact, when Mike came back after he did his communion meditation, I said, dude, that meditation is better than my sermon. Go up there and say it two more times and pray. I thought he was going to go to this scripture, but he didn't. The one he chose was very good too. But in Luke chapter 17, it says there, it tells us a story about Jesus having an encounter with 10 lepers. And it says that they all had this skin condition. Okay? They all had this skin condition that they couldn't get, you know, they couldn't get cleared up from. They all had it was leprosy. And it was amazing, isn't it, because in Jesus' day, did you know that a leper was required when he came upon someone in public the leper was required to say unclean so that that person could avoid them. They were required to announce to the public that they were unclean. It's kind of like the conversation I had with one of the chaplains at the hospital a couple weeks ago when I was in there. When he found out who I was, he said, "Oh, I have a card. I just got a card from you and from the church up there with a gift card in it for me to take my wife out to dinner." And you know me, I always seek to be really serious all the time. I actually looked at him and I said, "You know, by the way, I actually licked that envelope, so be careful." I mean, you think about it. This is exactly the situation that we are in because we don't want to be around anybody. We don't want to get close to anybody. You know, we want to make sure that we don't get exposed, that we don't get the virus. And certainly, listen, folks, I can tell you, you don't want it. But here's the thing. Jesus Christ experiences people like that. He did experience people like that. He's still with us today. But are we one of the minority that come back and thank him anyway? If you read the story in Luke chapter 17 closely, it says that Jesus said, "Go and present yourself to the priest, and you will be cleansed." And the Bible says that as they went, the healing came. Now most people say, "You know what, Jesus, you heal me, I'll definitely go say thank you." But they did not receive their healing. They did not become clean until they obeyed Jesus Christ. And then after they obeyed him and as they were going to the priest, it says that their leprosy left them, their skin cleared up. And then it goes to this episode where one person comes back and tells Jesus, "Thank you." You know, I wonder when all of this is over, how long will the line be of those expressing gratitude and thanksgiving to God our Father and to His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? You know, because like most people in our society, you know, we may pray the prayer, "God, if you heal me, if you bring this about, if you make this go away, then I will serve you. I will do everything I can for you. You will never see me miss church or an opportunity ever again." But then when we receive that, or when the difficulty is over, how many of us are back in that line to offer our thanksgiving to Him? Thankful. How full of thanksgiving are you? Do you have to be reminded to offer thanksgiving and appreciation and gratitude to Him? So in the next 5 minutes, here's what I want to leave you with today. What can we do right now? What can we do right now to show God, to show the world that we are thankful? What can we do right now to show God that we are grateful? What can we do to illustrate to the world out there that we have a gratitude inside our hearts? I said to Arlene just a few days ago, I actually said to our elders this past Saturday in our meeting, I said, "You know, we gotta make life about something other than just ourselves." I don't know about you, but these last number of months, it's just been so much about about ourselves, whether or not we're working, whether or not we can do this, whether or not we enjoy this. How good do I feel? How sick do I feel? You know, what's going on in my life? Man, I wish I could see my grandkids. I wish that my job would come back. It has been so much about ourselves and what we miss and how we hurt. But I think that we got to get to a point where we make life and our thanksgiving and our gratitude about someone else. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you three things, just quick. I'm not going to elaborate on them. I'm going to mention them, and I'm going to illustrate them. Okay, number one is we can pray, folks. Listen, most of the time when a preacher talks about prayer, it's like, oh, yeah, you're always going to say that. Listen, these last 9 or 10 months, and however long this goes, I must say to you that I think that there's never been a time in my life that I've prayed more for other people. Do you find that true in your life? I think that's true for most people. I think that we need to be thankful for that. We need to recognize that that is a blessing during this whole thing. That we have this opportunity to intercede on behalf of other people. Take advantage of that. I cannot tell you how many people said to me, you know, Pastor John, we're praying for you guys. We're praying for you and Arlene and Kristen just over and over and over again. And every reference to a prayer prayed for me made a difference in me. So if we want to make a difference, we pray. Number two, here's the second thing, okay? You want to get this in your mind, in your heart, write it down or something. You want to pray, and number two, you want to help. You want to do something tangible to help someone else. You know, it was only a couple days into this in my home that I got up and, you know, I was feeling really rotten, and I noticed somebody at my front door, and they weren't knocking, they weren't ringing the bell, they were just sitting something beside the front door of my home. They left, and I went out, and it was a big old pot of chicken soup with a bag of oyster crackers. And you know, I found out that person, that I wasn't the only person they did that for. That Arlene and I weren't the only ones that they blessed that way. I heard about a number of other people that got that same visit. And here's the thing, folks. They're helping me and us, encouraged me to help others. Because when I got better, I'm kind of famous in my house for potato soup. And I made some of that potato soup, and I delivered it to a few people with a text that said, I put it by your front door. And you know what? When those people wrote me back and said thank you, I felt like Jesus was being visited by a leper that had been healed. Pray for people. Use this time as a time to really intercede on other people's behalf. It'll make you thankful. Help other people. You know, when people say about paying it forward, when people do nice things for you, and even if people don't do nice things for you, pass that along to someone else. And then thirdly, is be an example of Jesus Christ to the world. You know, folks, I don't know about you, but I am just so sick of the complaining and the negative spirit that people exude towards other people, towards healthcare, toward the government, toward their neighbors. I'm just so tired of that. And I just want to be an example of something else. You know, in our elders meeting, we were talking about the spirit with which we wanted to have as we come back together. You know, we hope that we never have to actually shut the church down again. But you know what? As we come together, I want to have a spirit of humility. I want to have a spirit of humbleness. I want to have a spirit of love and compassion. I don't want to have a spirit of that's negative and bitter. You know, and say, oh, I'm never doing that and I'm never listening to them and all this kind of stuff. No, I want to have the spirit of Christ as I pray, as I help, as I'm an example to the world. Listen, folks, you have a challenge this week. And that is simply to come together on Thanksgiving Day, however it looks for you, and to show a spirit of gratitude without having to be reminded. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you for the wonderful opportunity, Lord, to be here with brothers and sisters in Christ. God, help us to be grateful. Help us to be thankful. Help us to be, Lord, one of the minority that comes back and says thank you. And then, Lord, may we do as those lepers were encouraged, to go and show the world that we are healed and that we are clean. Father, may our gratitude and thankfulness not be dependent on the things that happen to us, but Father, may we be grateful and thankful because of what's happened in us by the power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In His name we pray. Amen.